Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dwayne Harshaw once again. Working for Christ in the name of Jesus, thanking the Lord for his grace and mercy. Working for Christ in the name of Jesus. You know, we look at a situation in life, working for Christ means that we continue to do the work that God has given us. And we know that it's hard, but we have to do it according to God's word and scripture. So working for Christ by scripture. And that's what we need, you know. We have to continue to look to it in Jesus' way that he has given us the opportunity. He has died for the sin of the world. God sent his only begotten Son that we may have an opportunity to praise and worship and serve him. We go through situations in life sometimes, and we don't do the things that we should in the way that we should. But to God be the glory. It's not because of God, because he has given us our own free will to make decisions of life. When we work for Christ, we have to be born again. We ask the Lord to come into our lives. We repent. Once we repent, once we let the Lord know that we ask for forgiveness of sin because we know we're sinners, and we tell the Lord, forgive me, Lord, of my sins because I want to live a different life according to your will as a Christian, and we want to accept Christ into our life. You know, the Bible lets us know that if we repent and ask the Lord to come into our lives, he will. He will save your soul. We try to encourage people. We don't know everything, and I don't know everything, but the thing that I do know, that I'm saved, Spirit of God, sanctified, seeking to still be filled, because we have to get everything in order and everything right. We still go through situations in life, but we have to truly want it. And I have to continue to seek the Lord at all times because he's the only source that I have. I fell short many a times, but God's grace and mercy has seen me through situations in my life, and I'm thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. 24 says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord, as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anything that we do according to the will of God, on jobs and the things that we do, we have to do it to the glory of God as if we're doing it for the Lord and not serving the human masters. They have someone to answer to themselves. But we have to realize when we've been changed, we have opportunities in life that God has given us to be able to just do his will. We don't understand sometimes why, the whys and the whats and everything to everything. But the thing that we do find out that according to the will of God, with his help, his mercy and grace, we can be all right, not because of so good that we've done, but because of what he's done on that cross for us. I give an honor to God for life, health, and strength. I do thank the Lord for giving me another opportunity. We're going to pick up our prayer list for the sick and the needy, the incarcerated, the ones that need prayer. I just come from a pastor's anniversary, had to rush home and try to get set. And we was having a good time praising and worshiping. I wish that I could have stayed for the end, but I had a job to do as this that has been given me. And I don't want to shut out that opportunity to share something with someone that may be in hurt and pain or whatever, of a loss of a loved one, of hurt because of people not showing respect to them. Someone may be struggling in life, you know, with family or people outside of family and need an encouraging word to help and see them through. Somebody may need prayer. Somebody may be seeking the Lord and don't know what else to do. There's a lot of things going on in this whole world. A lot of people going through a lot of situations. But we know that God is able through it all to see us through. We have to put our hope and trust and faith in Jesus alone. We're going to continue to pray for all of our ministry and loved ones, all of the incarcerated. Pray for our children as they have about a month left before school starts. Continue to bless them as they continue to enjoy the rest of their vacation. Bless the teachers that are getting prepared for the schools. And bless the schools. So much is going on within the schools. People that don't care around and about coming in, shootings, and all of this stuff going on around the world. We ask that the Lord protects our children this year as only he can. We don't know what people got on their hearts and minds because people don't respect and care anymore. People don't care where they're shooting at anymore. Wherever the bullet goes, that's where it is. If they shoot it, somebody in their mess, we don't know where the bullet may go and who else it may hit. And really, they don't care either until they hear about it. So we have to pray for each and every one, each other, our loved ones. Just continue to pray for our world leaders, pray for our churches, our ministry as a whole. Pray for this whole world. It's in chaos. Turned upside down. Wrong's right, right's wrong. They don't care of the things that they do. They're making new laws past the laws that God has already given, making it right for people to have things that shouldn't be and making it legal if anyone dips and dabs and messes that up, then they can go to jail, be arrested. But all we're doing is living and doing the will of God. And it don't matter what the law says. If we're children of God and we don't believe in what they're doing or go along with it, we have to speak out, let them know that it's wrong, it don't matter what you think or whatever. If it's not in the will of God and you have changed it to benefit people and yourself, you are living a wrong life in a world of sin. So we pray for you that God would intervene and change something in your life. Our precious Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and grace and all of your goodness. Giving you honor tonight, Lord, for everything that you mean, everything that you've already done and you're doing. and everything, Lord, that you're going to do. We ask that you bless the people over the internet airwaves and all of the people that may be going through something right now, dear God. I ask that you bless the people at the anniversary of the pastor that I just left from, dear God. In the name of Jesus, bless the people, bless the service, and continue to bless your people. Father God, we look to you because all things are possible with you. And Lord, you can do the unbelievable when we don't think that things can be done in our lives. We thank you, we trust you, we depend on you. And we ask you to lead us, Holy Spirit, into all righteousness and understanding to do what's right. We thank you, Lord, for what's already been said and done. And we continue to lift up your holy name. Bless your people. Bless every prayer request that's already been made for the people and the surroundings of everyone. That we may do what's right and continue to seek you, Lord, for everything that we do in our lives. We honor you and we praise your holy name. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Working for Christ Ministry. God is good all the time, and all the time he's good. No good that we've done, no good that we could do. Everything that we do is because he has allowed us to do it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Giving thanks through him to God the Father. And it's letting us know we have to give thanks through Jesus to God the Father. In the name of Jesus is the way things go. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have no hope in this world. He has made it possible for us to be able to live a life of Christianity. People don't like to hear that word sometimes. They don't even like for you to live to be a Christ-like person or have Christ in your life or talk about Christ or hear the word Jesus. Some people don't like it. But the thing is, we don't know whose heart we may touch, who may be going through something and need to hear something about Jesus. Because they've been through everything else and there's nowhere else to turn. Some people, they even think about taking their own lives simply because they don't know what to do. But we know that Christ is in charge of everything we do. All things work together, as Romans chapter 8. Verse 28 says, then you got Psalm 66, verse 5, 66, verse 5, says, God is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men. Then we have Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 says, the gospel of Christ according to the working of his power. Praise God. You know, working for Christ, working for Christ Ministries, we have to have a certain type of respect for what we say, what we do, how we act, how we live. We have to have a certain respect toward people when we share things with people. People suffering from a lot of things in life. And we, as God's children, it is our job to be able to share something in some kind of way, whether people like it or not, but something that will be encouraging to them, that they may hear something that may be a help to them. We go through sometimes, and we don't know which way to turn. But one thing we can realize, God's got our back through and by his son, Jesus Christ. Christ said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. If it wasn't true, why would he say it? He looks after us. Through our many struggles, he's always been by our side, no matter how hard the struggles are. We hold on, we believe, and we trust, because it is all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him in our lives, we couldn't make it. A lot of people feel that I did this, I'm doing that, or whatever the situation may be. They feel it's all about them and what they've done, what they're doing, and everything else. And the thing is, we have to look at the situation and know that it's all about Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 says, with good will render service. It says, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. With good will render service. Service. When we render our services to people as in the Lord and let them know the love of Jesus and the happiness that he can give you within your life with peace and joy, even through the bad times that we suffer through sometimes, he will see us through. And it's the hardest thing when you lose a loved one. You think that you're never going to get able to get through it. You never lose that thought and that hope of it. Because the thing about it is, we all are going to continue to have that on our hearts and thoughts and everything in our lives. But at the same time, we realize that Christ is the one that's given us strength to go through these situations. God has given us a life to be able to be strengthened through the Spirit of God. We have to live a spiritual life, a godly life. Some people, they live a life and they feel like if they talk about the Lord, it's all right, but you're not living what God has given you to live. I've seen some people praise and worship the Lord that sinners more than a Christian person will. Think as Christians, they would want to praise and worship God more in the name of Jesus. But sometimes that's not the situation. But we love the Lord, and we continue to do what God has given us to do.
The struggles are real. Life is real. The hurt is real. It's nothing to do with what you feel that you need to do, because we have to pray and ask the Lord to help us through these situations. We can't do them alone. We're not strong enough, and we don't have that power of the Lord that he gives us and that he has over the situations of life, that we feel like we can do anything. But without him, you can do nothing. It's because of him that we have our being. How can we serve a God and we're not living the life of what Christ has died and made for us? We're not living that life. We're living a lie. And people feel as if, well, I've got saved when I was young, and I've been saved ever since, but you went back out there, dipped and dabbed, and did everything in the world that you could think of to do in the wrong way. And you feel like you're all right. No. You have to live this life and continue daily. Repentance is a daily process when it becomes to become a Christian. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you." See, it's not us. That's what I just told. It's not us. We think we're doing everything and can do. But this says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasures." For his will and his pleasures to work through you, he's giving you an opportunity to live throughout eternity through and by his Son, Jesus Christ. And we feel that we rule, we can do anything and just think that life is all about us, and can't nobody tell us nothing, can't nobody do nothing, unless and it has to be about us. No, it's not like that. We have to realize where the true will and power come from. That's within our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he says that everything's all right, then everything's all right. Now, when we get up there and we think everything's all right, and it's all about what we can and we will do, and we put ourselves up in a situation thinking it's us, we mess up. We fall short of the glory of God. And like I said, we are nothing compared to what God is. Our life only lasts because of what God has done and what he's doing. When he begins to pull life from you and it's all over with, there's nothing you can do or nobody else can do. You know, you have these situations where people, they may go through and they die in a certain sense. And they do things to help bring them back. It's not really the machinery that they use and the things that they feel they've done. If it wasn't by and through the grace of God to let that person live a little bit longer, it wouldn't happen. Now, many people I know, they say, well, the doctors did this. Yeah, but God work through them doctors to be able to give them an opportunity to do something in life. And see, some of them, they only think about what they've done and what they can do. They don't acknowledge through and by the will and the Spirit of God that worked through that situation to happen,
They only look at what they've done and feel that it was all about them. But if it wasn't for the Lord being on their side, it wouldn't have happened. That's why I say, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done and you continue to do for me. I thank you for opening up my understanding, because I was ignorant to a lot of things, still is, as I learn and try to do the best that I can in Jesus. I'm just trying to share something with someone that may be encouraging to them, because Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the answer now. He will be the answer then and forevermore as we live in this old world. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 says, there are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons, there are varieties of effects. Varieties around and about, no matter what. But it says, the same God who works all things in all persons, the same God who works. It didn't say some things, said all things. And then it went on to say, in all persons. Didn't say some again. All. He let us know that all, the same God that works these things, it's about him. We have to trust and believe that he's the one. Without him, we are nothing. It's already been stated. He is the answer for the world today. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Excuse me. One God, one Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. So you have all one, two, three, four times. And it says, one God and Father. That means one Father and one God. It says, of all who is over all. He's of all the world. And over all the world. And through all the world. And in all the world. This is what we see and this is what we go through. John chapter 6 verse 29 says, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him, believe in Jesus, whom God has sent. So he's saying, you got to believe in Jesus, who God sent. This is the will of God, that we believe in him whom he has sent. And that makes the difference in the world of the belief that we have for Christ. We live in a world full of sin, a world full of people that don't care about one another, a world of people that's all about self. No respect for the next person. Always questioning situations in your life sometimes. right or wrong. But we have to realize God is the one. It said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. God's telling you to believe in Christ Jesus and whom he sent. This is the only way we can be saved. Do you believe? You have to believe. There's no other way. This is the only way. There's no other route. Around, above, under, but straight forth. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Then we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. So we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You're everything that God wants you to be. But you're not living the life with it. But you feel that you're everything that God wants you to be. But we're not. We're not in the position that we should be. God has given us opportunities after opportunities after opportunities. But we, as the children of God, we fail in many different ways of our life because we think that everything that we do ourselves is right. The world is confused and messed up in their thoughts and in their beliefs. They don't care about the next person in mind. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And we have the same way with Christian people. They the same way. Some care, some don't. But they still call themselves a child of God. Can we live that life and become a child of God? Or does something have to change in life in order to be who you say you are? There has to be a change. There has to be a change. Struggles are real. Struggles hurt sometimes. I know for a fact I've experienced many of them. But we have to realize we put our trust in Jesus no matter what. Colossians chapter 2 verse 12 says, having been buried with him in baptism. So baptism represents being buried with Christ. In which you were also raised up with him through faith in the works of God. And when you were raised up out of that water, with hope and faith that one day this is the life that you live, when you fall asleep in Christ Jesus, that you raised up one day in faith, through and by faith, in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Let me read that again. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. There it is. One day, if we're living this life and we fall asleep in Christ Jesus, this is the way
that we're going to be raised to. So we have to live it and be about it. Psalms chapter 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. It says, many, O Lord my God, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done. Many wonders you have done. Some you still don't even know or remember the situations that has been done in your life through and by Christ Jesus. God has did things through Christ for you, opened your eyes, but you were blinded and failed to see it. The wonders which you have done, Lord, and your thoughts toward us, his thoughts toward us, the love that he have for us. John 6, verse 28. Therefore they said to him, what shall we do so that we may work the works of God? What shall we do? Doing God's work, working, order, working for the Lord, teachableness. It says, what shall we do so that we may work the works of God? Working, doing God's work, teachableness. They're telling us something to do. So what else can we do? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your works to the Lord. It says, acknowledge God. Commitment, acknowledgement, giving to God, commitment to God. Secrets to success. Praise the Lord. We look at this sometimes and we just don't know how much that we have to go through in life to understand that Christ died for us, died that we may have an opportunity at eternal life. And we feel as if we got forever. We feel as if life is always going to be. But if we die in our sin, we're lost. We're lost. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
So are we called to his purpose? Are we doing his will? Are we going through and negative situations occur in your life and God's working them out for the good of life for you to get away from? Has he given you opportunity in life? He has given you many opportunities, and sometimes we don't acknowledge those opportunities that he's already given us. We take for granted that everything is just going to work the way that we think it should, but it's not. John chapter 5, verse 17 says, excuse me, but he answered them, my Father is working until now, and I myself am working. So Jesus is letting us know. He's letting us know. He's working. The Father's working. They're always working. They never slack in what they do. Blessings come our way. Pain come our way. Hurt come our way. Situations occur in our lives. Bad thoughts come in your life. Not because you want them to. That's a part of our human nature. But we go through trusting in Jesus to help us, asking for that help, repenting, Lord, help me. It's not the type of spirit or the type of thoughts that I want in my life, Lord. I want all good things in my life, even though these things come about, Lord. Forgive me, because it's not what I want in my life. We have to repent. We have to have a repentant heart. We have to look to the Lord for everything that we do, no matter what it may be. It may not seem right to us sometimes, but if it's God's word, it's right all by itself without us making any changes, adding or taking away from it. The Bible's already warned us of this. Psalms chapter 66, verse 5 says, come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of men, of man. And who are the sons of men? How do we become the sons of men? It says, God turning bad things into good. Looking at God's works, deeds, humanity, working for the Lord. This is what we are to do. This is how we know when people say, am I my brother's keeper? Should you be? Yes, you should. There's a reason. People need help. People's in need. People's going through. It's like I got to work this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, or something till 4. Right across from the road used to be an old bank with a chute up under it. 4 o'clock in the morning. Man that can't walk in a wheelchair, sitting there with his head propped over, asleep, outside in a wheelchair. Later on that morning, another man comes over there. He can walk, but he sits in the other wheelchair that's there, and they just sit up under there. The bad part about it is they had the rescue squad come and checked on him yesterday because it was hot, hot, hot. You know, they probably come, give them water or something to check on them because somebody called. After a while, they left, and the man's still sitting there in the wheelchair that can't walk. Nobody tried to help him, tried to do anything. And what made it so bad, the policemen was the ones that pushed him there. In the past, all the homeless stayed there.
They came and moved them all for trespassing, and they had to leave. Now you got the police pushing people in a place that they tell you not to trespass in. Trash, everything outside, around the area. Why would they tell you you're trespassing and they put you on a trespassing property? That don't sound right. It don't sound right. Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me. Praise the Lord. Working for Christ. This is what it's all about. We have to do what we do for Christ. People surrounding, sometimes they don't seem so good. Come out today, getting off from work. Young white man come in hardy, so hot outside, he comes in. He's homeless too, I believe. Takes his shirt off in the bathroom, wets it down to where he can put it on and kind of get cooled off. Walking on the hot pavement with no shoes. I go to my car, he comes up there and he asks me, from Hardy's, Yoke Fella just right up the street, asked me would I take him and drop him off at the Yoke Fella. And I thought about it, because you can't trust people nowadays. You really don't know, you know, the situations of life. Well, I told him I would. He told me, he said, man, should I even give you $3 for gas? And by looking at him, you wouldn't think that he had $3, which I didn't know. I didn't ask for it. I wouldn't have took it if he offered it, because I was trying to be a help to someone that was in need. But God blessed me to take him. And as we was going, and he was going on, and he got to talking about something, the way that things was, and was cursing and everything. I told him, I said, well, man, you know what? I said, the thing is, I said, we're going to go through situations in life. I said, but for me, I said, when I accepted Christ into my life and made a change to serve him, I said, even though I know I'm going to go through some things, I said, I've got a better way of living life. And as he got ready to say the next word, he told me, he said, I'm sorry. He said, I apologize. Said, that wasn't supposed to come out that way. And he apologized then. But sometimes, not all the time, you have to let a person know that you walk around with Christ-like on your shirt, on your back, on your forehead, or whatever. But sometimes when you talk to people, you have to let them know the change in your life and what God has did for you and what he's doing in your life. You just can't let it ride. Christ is built up in you so much you can't wait to share it to somebody. And I don't know how he would take it or how he did take it. But as he got out of the car, he said, well, God bless you. And you know, a lot of sinner people, they'll say it right quick, God bless you. But do they understand the thing that they're saying? Or will it affect them sometime in the near future? That it is God that does the blessings. It takes him through his son, Jesus Christ, to do the blessings. We have to live that spiritual life so that people will be able to see and talk to us and know that life that we used to live is no more. We're Christ-like now, living for the Lord. We go through, but he's the one that brings us through. I got a caller on the station. I'm gonna read this one more verse and open it up. Psalm 77 verse 14 says, "You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples." You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. Glory to God. He is the God. And made known that he is. His strength, his power, his glory. Without it, we're nothing. And there's nothing we can do about it because he has all power. His son has all power in his hands. We can say, do what we feel or whatever, but when it comes time to change or do anything, we can't do anything without him okaying it in our lives and giving us grace and mercy to go through it. We think that we are sitting on top of the world, doing what we want to the way we want to. Only the Lord allows you to do and get by with the things that you do. When he began to change the situation in your life and he draws that last breath from you, it's over. And if you're not a child of God's, you're going to be lost. Simple as that. There's only two places in, as our bishops say, you're not going to miss both of them. Heaven or hell. And hell is for real. Heaven is for real. We have a choice to make in life. And the Lord gives us that opportunity to be our own free agent to make these choices. But we have to pray and ask the Lord about some of these things when we're making certain choices on our own. Good evening, brother. I got your mic open there.
Blessings, bro. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't.
Yeah, we're just talking about that. Working for Christ.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's the opening of the program. So I just thought we would keep it and go with it, working for Christ.
Okay.
Let the people know
sure.
This is what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. We have to get to that point to where we understand that the world is not like it should be. There's a better way. There's a different way. And
yes.
Once we get to understand, see. The way the world is now, it seems like everybody is a Christian, you know.
That's right.
But everybody can't be a Christian because the way the world has not changed. Now, if everybody
That's right.
was a Christian, there wouldn't be no bars. There wouldn't be no need for no laws. There wouldn't be no need for no guns. There wouldn't be no need for none of that stuff. But
no, it wouldn't.
The enemy is slick. The enemy, he is tricky. He is so tricky that he gives the people, he makes things look good, and people are they're comfortable with that and says, okay, all right, that's the new thing now, so why not?
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is. But it's not that, you know. It's about us as individual and what we believe for ourselves. You know, we can't
that's right.
run. We can't run with the world and come out on top. No, no.
No, we can't.
No, bro. So, you know, a lot of people, they call themselves testing the water. You know, they go to church and see what it's all about. And, you know, they go to one church, they say, well, man, they just sitting around. I can fall asleep
mm-hmm.
in this. But they call themselves going to another church, you know, a Holy Ghost church or a holy church. And, you know, the Spirit's moving in people and, you know, it's an active church. It's not a sleeping
mm-hmm.
church. It's an active church. You know, they're not.
Yeah.
People not there to be there. You know, they're showing their faith and their belief by the Spirit being filled
That's
with
right.
the Spirit. And sometimes even like me back in the day, I got scared. You know, I got scared. I said, "What's going on here?" I said, "No,
mm-hmm.
this might be a cult. This might be some kind of cult. I don't want to be involved with this." No. So I didn't deal with the church at all. I got
yeah.
caught up in the sin in the street and almost got killed a couple of times. And, you know, it finally dawned on me. He said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. The way I thought was right is completely wrong. And all these people out here are blind to the truth. And then when I decided to come on, I asked God, I said, Lord, can you lead me to a church? He didn't lead me to a church in New York. No, no. He saved me, but he didn't lead me to a church. And I was in touch with my ex-wife. And I was talking to her. We were talking back and forth, New York to North Carolina. We're talking scriptures just about every night. Wouldn't lead to a church. So he asked me about vacation. So I was able to have a week off from work. So I came from New York to Carolina. And I just told myself, I said, you need to get baptized. At least I knew that much.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come down to visit with her, I went to church that Sunday. And I told her, I said, I'm going to get baptized. So they was having prayer. So I went up to the altar for prayer. And, I was just standing there, standing listening. And then I couldn't hear nothing at all. Only thing I could hear is the pastor saying, he's ready. And I didn't know what that meant, but before you know it, I was in the spirit. I was all over the church. I didn't know nothing. I had been dancing in the spirit. And the pastor asked me, said, what just happened to you? And I said, I guess it was the Holy Ghost. Because, see, I wasn't, as people say, I wasn't seeking no Holy Ghost. I was just trying to live. But this came on me, and I went back to Carolina, and I went back to New York, and gave up my job, and I come on back to Carolina, and been trying to live this thing ever since. I got sick. I had sickness behind sickness behind sickness, and I didn't give up. And I said, wait a minute. This is a test. This is just trying me where I wasn't sick. My thyroid messed up. I had 5 lung collapses. They diagnosed me with prostate cancer, but I still cannot give up. Because the enemy wants you to give up and go back where I come from. But it ain't about that. Once you leave, you know, you need to keep it moving. There's a scripture. I couldn't get it all, but there's a scripture that says, once you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're unfit for it. So, I done come across these scriptures, and I done did this and did that. I need to ask for forgiveness and try to stay in line. You know, and it's like the spirit of God is like it's left me, you know. And I said, well, I can't give up just because I don't feel the spirit right now. Nobody told me I'm going to feel it all the time, but I still praise God. I still honor him. And, you know, I heard a small voice say, you're healed. And I'm thinking, was that the devil telling me I'm healed so that I stopped taking this medicine? What? So I said, well, if God healed me, he will let me know. So I stopped taking the chemo medicine for about 5 days. And wait a minute. I said, there's logic to this, and then there's some stupid thoughts from the enemy. So I started taking the medication. And I said, well, when I go back to see the doctor, taking the medication or not, God has healed me, they will find out. And then officially, through them, you know, they might believe you. I don't know, but I won't be on the patient. You know what I'm saying? And, and that's truth right there. And as for them to see and say, wait a minute, we only get this every now and then. Somebody get healed without the medicine, you know. But it's to let them know that God is real. God is real.
He's real.
And we are to be witnesses. We are to encourage others. And let people see our life. No matter what we're going through, we need to live the life and let people know that God's going to bring us through. And over a period of time, he will bring us through. You know?
We have to.
He will.
You know, have to. That's our sole purpose as children of God is, as the show says, working for Christ. Once you repent and ask the Lord into your life and lead you through and by the will and the Spirit of God, we have a work to do. It's an ongoing work until we leave this old earth.
Yes.
You know, things are not going to be good all the time. Things is not going to be bad all the time. We're going to go through some things sometimes, and some things are going to be good. But we have to live, have faith, and trust in the Lord that he's going to see us through, and continue to do the best that we can to the people we come up in front of to let them know I'm living for the Lord. Not only that, I'm wanting to try to give you some type of encouragement that may build you up, because when you see people struggling, they don't know what to do. They think about the world. They don't think about the spiritual side of anything. But it's up to us to show them the spiritual side of things in our life and share it with them. And we don't know what kind of hearts, what kind of people we may come in contact and touch their lives when we start telling them something that has happened, and they just try to accept Christ into their life, to live it, to see where Christ can take them. But this is our sole purpose.
Yes, sir.
That's what we do in life as God's children. Well, bro, I guess we are through another show. To God be the glory for his mercy and grace allowing us to come together once again on the program. And it's truly a blessing to be a part of it. And I appreciate the call in and the encouraging words. And as we move forth, to God be the glory. I'll be back Tuesday at 8:30. I'll be back again Saturday at 8 next week, because it's the first Saturday. So, like you said, we're going to keep on pushing, keep on living for the Lord and doing what we can in our life and to try to help someone in their life to encourage them.
So, with that being said,
brother, shalom. God bless you. Hope y'all have a blessed rest of the night. Yes, sir.
You too. We'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom.